The White Sox looking to rebound against the Rangers. Miguel Gonzalez on the hill for this one. Pick up the action, scoreless in the fourth. Two men on for Omar Narvaez facing A.J. Griffin.
The 3-1, swinging a ball hit up the middle, past second into center, a base hit. Delmonico being waved around third as the ball is booted a bit there by DeShields. His throw goes into third. Delmonico scores on the play. Garcia makes it over to third, and the White Sox draw first blood here today as this breaking pitch is yanked into the left field corner. Fair or foul, that is a fair ball into the corner. Coming in to score, Narvaez and Anderson. Diving into second ahead of the throw is Saladino. He has a two-run double. He's given the White Sox a 3-0 lead.
And Gala waves and misses on a breaking ball, and he has struck out as Gonzalez seems to be getting better as the game's gone along. The pitch to Napoli, swung on and foul tipped and held on to by the catcher Narvaez. And now Napoli arguing that the ball was dropped. And the home plate umpire gives the out call, and Napoli still talking to James Hoy about it. This one is a legal catch, according to the umpires. He eventually dropped the ball, but
on transfer, though.
Yep, the umpires are saying he had control, so Nap has struck out. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air to center field. It chases Engel back. He's still going. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A two-run homer for Rougned Odor, and the Rangers are down by one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and a high drive to center field. This one's playable. Engel is back and waiting. He's got it, and the ball game's over. The White Sox hang on and win it 3-2.
The Rangers come up short in the series finale against the White Sox. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
Well, everything precautionary right now. Matt, bruised knee. Both guys will go through the concussion protocol. Obviously, anytime you see a collision like that, there's a level of concern. When there's blood on the field, there's a little more level of concern. Matt walked off by himself, seemed to progress in the clubhouse and in the training room as time went. So we'll know more tomorrow with Joe. Obviously, anytime you have blood on the field, there's a definite higher level of concern, and in the face, nose, lip, we'll take all the steps to make sure we know exactly what's going on with both guys.
One of the things that has made you guys so effective during this homestand has been the ability to maximize opportunities. Mm-hmm. Not able to do that today. Was there anything different that you saw, or any reason you weren't able to do that?
Well, I felt like Gonzalez made some pitches in situations. The thing is that there were no productive outs today. That's where we were getting base hits in those situations, but we were also getting productive outs. We had bases loaded twice, came away with no runs scored, those type of situations. You watch baseball and sit over there and you go two innings with bases loaded and come away with nothing. It's the law of averages are that not going to be good for you the next inning. And it played out that way. Just felt like that there was a combination of both, some good pitches and probably a little anxious down at the bottom part of the lineup. First pitch in play, pop up, and I think it was second or third pitch in play. Pop up. So in an area where two guys that obviously extra players who have in those type of situations have been extremely patient. You get in these type of situations, the level of energy raises. And so learning moment for two guys. But look, it's really the entire offense all day long. You feel good about the number of base runners we had, however, not getting runs across the plate until late. Those games don't typically work out very well for you.
What effect, if any, does a split have on your chances right now as you chase the teams ahead in the wild card race?
Well, look, I look at it this way, and we had an extremely productive homestand. I think we're in a much better spot than than we were when we started the homestand. So we gained ground. What effect it has on our chances? I believe that I don't know what the outcome of everybody else is today. I know what our outcome is. We didn't win a baseball game, so there's no way we gained ground.
What else?
Can you take us to the decision to pinch hit for Delino? What factored into that?
Well, look, I mean, left on right matchup with Wichu, the on base, the power. Those are the biggest factors. So,
just curious. In the third, I think it was, you gave Joey the green light on 3-0. Have you done that often this year?
Yeah, we've given him the green light a number of times.
Is that a 3-0. Sign of his advancement as a hitter, what he's been able to do?
Well, we gave him green light early in the season. He hit one out of the ballpark. So, we get that big man a free swing at a fastball. We'll let that happen.
When you guys went out after the collision, I know you guys were very concerned about Gallo, obviously, because of the scene. But did Bush kind of just
– We're checking on both guys. The immediate reaction, you got a player on the field face down, blood coming out of his face. That's the number one priority. I had checked on Bush. We could tell that just wasn't just right. Once we got Gallo off the field, called for the next trainer, for Matt Lucero, so that we could get him out there to check Bush at that time to make sure that he was okay, to assess him, see where if any there was any damage and whether or not we were going to need to take him out of the game.
Up next, the Rangers travel to play the Angels on Monday. Cole Hamels on the Hill.